Welcome to the Mastery Matrix podcast. I am your host, Kyrie, and on this side of the podcast world, we geek out on human potential and transformation. You know, how to disrupt ourselves, elevate to mastery, and build our mind, body, spirit, and systems for greatness. I hope you're ready, guys, because I am. Let's go. All right, let's talk about how do you attract the people in your business that will actually start doing the thinking for you versus you having to come up with the vision and the ideas and the strategies and being just the person who tells other people what to do. What if in your business you had people smarter than you in their own field, in their own expertise, coming and telling you what we should do, right? And telling you and literally being the CEO of their part of your business. Now, that is where the whole concept of entrepreneurship comes from and comes into play. Now, a lot of people know, everyone knows what entrepreneurship is when somebody, you know, literally comes up with their own business idea and builds their business from scratch up to whatever heights they want to reach. But there is also the whole concept of intrapreneurship. Now, when you hear in corporate people talking about needing to hire others who have an entrepreneurial mindset, really what they're talking about and who they're talking about are entrepreneurs. And for you too, if you have built your business to the multiple seven figures, and you're really looking to get to a point where you can get your time back, where you can build freedom into your business to, you know, work on other ventures, to start other businesses, to go more on the philanthropic route and so on, you're going to have other people in your, inside of your business who own almost like a part of it. Like they are the CEO of that part based on their expertise, their experience, and so on. And they do a lot of the thinking and strategizing for you where you're just overseeing all of that, right? That is when you get to a point where you rise people in terms of leadership in your business, where they become, you know, VP or, you know, COO or whatever level you want to set in your business, but they're literally owning an expertise or owning a side of your business and helping it move forward. Now, the really, really interesting thing is that entrepreneurs and intrapreneurs tend to have a lot of the same character traits. They think the same in so many different ways. They act the same. They behave the same. And the only really big difference is that the intrapreneur really would rather work in on a team, in a specific organization, and do something much bigger than themselves together. Like they are motivated by being together with other people who have amazing expertise as well and building, you know, that bigger boat together. Whereas entrepreneurs or have a very specific vision and they're going for it. Now, here are the things that are very similar between the two. And if you're looking to gain time freedom, to gain mental bandwidth in your business, you want to start thinking about finding people like this, okay? And I'm going to share some of those traits. And then I'm going to share with you as well, what are the things that you can do as a business owner to create the right environment for entrepreneurs to thrive, because they do not thrive in any environment. There are specific environments that they thrive in. And I can tell you what those are because I am the pure definition of entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur. I am currently an entrepreneur and loving it. And I don't know what the future holds, but for me, the idea of being on a team to build something that's much bigger than me is definitely a huge drive, right? And I know that, you know, the success that I've seen over the past 3-4 years has been the result of really going full force into entrepreneurship and following the much bigger dream than what I wanted to do just on my own. So first, let's talk about the things that entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs have in common so that you start looking around you and looking at your team members and looking at the people that you know maybe who would be potential people that you would hire in your organization. So I'm finishing this amazing book called, and I have to get, I'll put the title and I'll put everything inside of the show notes for you. But In it, the author talks about these five different ways that entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs are alike. And he mentions, number one, entrepreneurs think like entrepreneurs. So an entrepreneur will think like an entrepreneur. And here, honestly, if you really pay attention to maybe some of the big organization, even Steve Jobs, when you think about Steve Jobs back in the day, before he passed away, yes, he co-created, like he created Apple, but then he was fired, right? And then after he was fired, many years later, when he came back, he came back as an entrepreneur. Like he was not owner of it anymore, right? But he was leading the organization and acting like an entrepreneur. That's who he was. And many, many big organizations that you know now have at their head entrepreneurs. So they do not own necessarily the business. Those people don't own the business, but they think like an owner. And the executive team, the people who are helping drive the business, think like a business owner, right? So an entrepreneur will typically think like an entrepreneur. They're driven by vision. They have the same types of behavior that an entrepreneur would have. And that is, so if you're surrounded by entrepreneurs and you see how they behave, don't think that just because you're looking for employees, you're now looking for people who have characteristics of an employee. You're not looking for a typical follower. You're looking for someone who thinks and behaves and has the drive of an entrepreneur. That's who you're looking for. An entrepreneur also works like an entrepreneur. So the way that they will show up, the way that they will act on ideas, they typically don't wait for others to tell them what to do. They come up with ideas. Some of them will ask for permissions. Other will just go and ask for forgiveness later, but they are very action-driven. And so that is something that, as you're looking for entrepreneurs to work in your organization, that's something, one of the traits to look for. Now, if you are somebody who, and here's, you know, the, whether it's, you call it a caveat or like really something to pay attention to, because I've seen it in some people that I've worked with and clients that I've worked with as well, is that they will say that they're looking for that in their business. But then when the person shows up that has that drive and that moves forward like that, they might feel threatened, right? Or they might feel like, oh my God, I don't have as much control as I used to. You cannot be a control freak if you want to be able to surround yourself with entrepreneurs. Like that just doesn't work, okay? They need to work like an entrepreneur. They think like that. So they need to have the space to perform like that as well. And this actually leads me to my third point from that same author that says that the entrepreneur possesses the urgency of an entrepreneur. So again, and as I was reading this piece as well, it was so funny to just know, because I've always known that I'm an entrepreneur. I'm an entrepreneur at heart, honestly. The only reason why currently I'm acting as entrepreneur is because it makes sense. Like the organization, the business advisory that I'm part of, it just makes sense to be an entrepreneur here because there's literally almost no difference between the two. So someone who has the urgency of an entrepreneur, what does that mean? What that means is that this person will come up with ideas, go and take action right away. They do not like red tape, like that whole concept of waiting and thinking about it forever and all of that is just not, right? It's just not what they do. And so they thrive really in a high performing and usually a faster paced type of environment. All right. So again, thinking about your environment, the organization that you're building, what is the culture in there and how can you attract top talent that is driven and that can help move your organization forward? That urgency is definitely important. All right. So if it's not important for you to create that sense of urgency in your organization, that's totally fine. But just know that in that case, many entrepreneurs will not necessarily be looking for that. Like they're looking to achieve and they're looking to drive forward. All right. Another aspect too is that entrepreneurs like to innovate just like entrepreneurs like to innovate. So that means, again, going back to the whole concept of coming up with ideas and coming up with ways to solve problems, it is literally the same. Like when I look at our organization, any department within the organization that you turn to, we have entrepreneurs filling that specific department. And that means that we're constantly looking for, okay, how do we solve the next problem so that we move forward? And some of those problems are internal, you know, systems and processes and procedures and ways of doing the business. And some of them are for the clients. Most of them are actually for the clients. Like, how do we help them solve their issues, and how do we help them solve for growth, etc. Okay, so an entrepreneur will like to innovate like an entrepreneur, which means you need to create a space and a culture that is open to that. And I'll talk about that a little bit more in a moment. And finally, an entrepreneur will look to protect your brand and extend it just like an entrepreneur. So when I look even at our organization, everyone is working on not only protecting the brand and doing, you know, whether we're client facing or market facing or customer support or whatever it is, how do we make it so that anyone who comes into contact with the brand is extremely satisfied, right? And how do we make it so that even if someone were to leave, they leave with a really good taste in their mouth, right? They leave with like that feel good feeling. And so that is what entrepreneurs will do with you, and they will do for you as well. And because they're not just focused on protecting the brand, but also extending it, they might take on their own initiatives to do that. Like things that go beyond your the job description that you have for them, they might take on those initiatives on their own just because they feel like it helps further the work that they're doing within your organization, which in turn, you know, helps you leverage and grow your own brand as well. All right. So those are the ways that the two are very, very similar. It is so similar when you look at entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs, those two are so similar that if you start looking at your own organization and paying attention at who has this type of traits, you could already be, you know, on your way to finding the right next person to elevate in your ranks, all right? Or looking outside of your organization and looking for those types of traits, people who would, either they've been entrepreneurs or they are entrepreneurs, or that's what they're looking to do, well, they might be the right fit for you, okay? And now in terms of what they are looking for, as I said, entrepreneurs do not thrive in like any random environment. There's specific environment that they will thrive in. And you have to know that because you have to cultivate that environment for them to not only come in, but stay with you. All right. And what I would say is probably the biggest one, the biggest factor here is going to be your vision. If an entrepreneur cannot connect with your vision, or if your vision is not big enough for their vision to fit in it, I guarantee that it won't last. And this I have seen over and over and over and over again, where entrepreneurs feel like maybe the novelty may be there at the beginning and they're excited, but then they get to a point where they feel like they've outgrown their CEO, they've outgrown their boss. They typically will not stay in that type of environment. And either you will see their light start to dim down, or they would just up and leave, right? And so your vision is very important here, where you have to make sure that you're cultivating and communicating on, you know, on a very regular basis, what the vision for the company is, what the mission is, where we're going, what are we building, all of those things, so that your people stay connected with that and they continue to cultivate their own vision as part of it and aligning it with it. The more your vision can be big enough, and by big enough, I'm not talking about the money only. I'm not talking about building having this vision of building a multi-billion dollar company. Like, you don't have to be the next Jeff Bezos. You don't have to be the next Oprah, but you can decide that you're going to build a business where everyone only works like 3 to 4 days a week. And yet we serve our clients to the best of our, you know, like we're the Ritz-Carlton of this specific industry. And this is how we work. And like, it creates this specific culture that people will strive to, you know, to create with you. That is what I mean by big vision. It's like something that is not common. OK, Okay. It's not just in terms of the money. So have a big vision. And if your vision is not clear, or if your vision, if you find yourself as the CEO, like getting buried in the weeds and the details and so on, where it's hard for you to even pull back up and carry the vision, that's something that I encourage you to take the time to do, and to take the time to do regularly and communicate that with your team regularly. Because as I said, entrepreneurs will be driven by vision as well, just like entrepreneurs, all right? The same type of vision that got you to get up and start a business and build a business and go through the ups and downs, they are willing to do that, but they are going to be driven by vision as well, all right? So you have to bring them into yours and make sure that yours stays alive and it stays clear and it stays communicated. The other piece that they're looking for too as entrepreneurs is if they're going to be led by somebody, because they're already, a lot of them, very high achievers, right? So if they're going to be led by somebody, they want to be led by somebody who talks the talk, but also walks the walk. So not a leader who just talks at them and tells them what to do, but someone who's not afraid to dive into, you know, when it's bloody and it's hard, that person is right next to you sweating and doing the thing, right? And that is something that not everyone's willing to do, right? I have seen a lot of business owners, a lot of CEOs who are just comfortable being on that seat when where you're sitting and telling people what to do. For a lot of people, a lot of entrepreneurs who are driven and who want to accomplish, when things are hard, they want to see that the people who are leading them are doing the thing too. They're not afraid of taking the shoes off, you know, getting ready and getting ready to get in the fight with them and getting ready to get sweaty and bloody with them when needed, right? And then when we celebrate, we celebrate. So that is another really, really important thing and important factor to think about, just in terms of your own leadership and how you're showing up for the team and not being afraid when things are difficult to just dive in there with them, all right? The other thing too is looking at, they tend to look at their CEO and be attracted to organizations where the leaders, so not just the CEO, but the CEO, the executives, whoever's at the head of the organization, are looking to lead the market and not just follow. So an organization where people are playing offense, and by playing offense, I mean innovating, and when things are growing, like they're looking to be out there and leading the market and being innovative and being creative and so on. And when things are hard, they're still leading and inspiring and, driving people to get to the next level. That is someone who, that is a type of team that leads the market, and that a team that's playing offense versus playing defense. And that tends to be very attractive for entrepreneurs. So again, this comes down to your style of leadership, but also just, mindset and how you think of your role as the CEO, whether things are hard or not, whether things are easy or not. How do you show up in the market and how do you show up for your team? That will have an impact in terms of who you're able to attract on your team, because the same people that market that is inspired by you or not is the same, it's the same pool of humans that has those entrepreneurs that would potentially work with you, right? So how are you leading the market? Are you more of someone who plays offense and who's looking to drive and create change and make an impact? Or are you just a follower, someone who's just following what's happening out there and who's more focused on protecting themselves against competition? You're just going to attract different types of people depending on which camp you fall into, okay? And if you are a CEO who encourages creativity from all parts of your business, you have a higher chance as well of attracting really good entrepreneurs. As I said, an entrepreneur likes to innovate like an entrepreneur. So you have to be open to these people, to your people coming up with ideas, even if you don't understand them at first. Even if they seem a little out there or too new age for you at first, that is the type of thinking that will help you separate from the pack, right? And so encouraging creativity, encouraging ideas, and encouraging people taking the time to bring their own projects to the table is really, really important, for entrepreneurs. Like that is what fuels them. That is what makes them like really, really happy. When you look at organizations like Google, one of the reasons why we even know of Gmail right now, or one of the reasons we even know of AdWords, is because that's what Google cultivated in their organization, like literally paying people to spend 20% of their time working on their own projects. And that's how such big products as Gmail and AdSense and so on came into the world, right? So encouraging your team and encouraging the people that you have on your team to come up with their ideas, to run with them. And yes, that means that they're going to be using some of the hours that they're working in your business or resources from the organization to do this. Well, that has to be encouraged for entrepreneurs to actually be attracted to your business and to thrive in it and actually want to stay. And then finally, and there's so many more, but I think that even these five or six different examples I'm giving you right now can give you food for thought in terms of the culture that you currently have in your business, right? So when you attract entrepreneurs, you have to be willing to let them also build their own brand within your business. Now, this is where, again, I have seen people love it. Some CEOs absolutely love it, and some other CEOs actually feel threatened by it, right? When a person that they have on their team is starting to build their brand and you know, gaining engagement and so on, where they feel threatened. But I guarantee you, the people who are leading the market, who are playing offense, like that, those CEOs, they also have the confidence that they're already doing their thing. Like whoever you have on your team, chances are you're already, you know, miles ahead and you're doing the thing. That's the reason why they're attracted to your organization as well. So let them build the brand. Let them do the things that will help leverage your business as well. All right. So I was just talking to somebody recently, I think it was in the month of February, like a month and a half ago. And she was sharing how as an employee in the organization that she was in, like whenever she tried to build things and build her brand, and she was asking about how I was doing it. I was like, girl, over here, it's like every day. Like when you don't build your own brand, everyone's like, what are you doing? Why are you not building your brand? Like that's the type of environment that I'm in. And that's why I love it, right? But I know for a fact that many, many organizations are not like that. So if that is you, and if you're in the same situation, if you're building an environment that's similar to that friend of mine that I was talking to, well, guess what? She didn't want to stay there, right? And she ended up leaving. And so that is how you want to think about this, is if you have like really, really good employees, and especially people who have that really strong entrepreneurial mindset, you need to let the reins loose a little bit so that they can do their thing, which in turn is gonna help grow your business, all right? There has to be trust and confidence, of course, built into this, but those are the things that they're looking for. So just to recap real quick for you, an entrepreneur will think and work and innovate like an entrepreneur. They want to have that same sense of urgency, and they want to protect the brand and grow it the same way that you do. And they're looking for somebody who has a big vision. They're looking for somebody who talks the talk and walks the walk. They're looking for somebody who will play offense in the industry versus just playing defense and, like, you know, rubbing elbows with everybody else. And they're looking for a culture, a team where creativity is encouraged, new ideas, them building their brand, all of those things are encouraged, and people are taking risks and learning from failure. Like that is another really, really big thing, is that failure is celebrated. I know in our organization, we always say, oh, if you haven't failed, you haven't tried enough. Like we say that all the time when someone's like, oh my God, this happened. We're like, awesome. That means that it looks like you're doing your job, right? That's why you fell on your knees. It's totally normal, and that's totally fine. And we celebrate it, right? So that is the type of environment you want to create in your business. So I encourage you to really think about if now is the time where you're like, huh, Kyrie, I want to grow my business. I've taken it to this level, but now I am stuck and I don't know how to get it to the next. As I like to say, a lot of time it's not about the how, it's typically going to be about the who. And in terms of growing and scaling your business even more while gaining time freedom, it's going to be about hiring entrepreneurs into your business. And in order to do that, you need to learn how to recognize them, and you need to create the type of environment that will have them stay with you. All right. And that is what this whole episode was about. So I hope it was helpful for you. I encourage you to reach out to me if you have any question about this or to share your insight. I would love to share that on the podcast. Again, I'm Kyrie Varr everywhere, and I look forward to hearing from you. All right. Have an amazing rest of your day, and I'll see you in a few days.
There you have it. If you got any insight from today's show, guys, please make sure that you leave a review and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. That would mean a lot to me. Also, the conversation continues, and I want you to connect with me on IG or Facebook at Kyrie Varr. Now, this information is in the show notes, so you can grab it in there and message me with your biggest takeaway from today's show. All right, so thanks again so much for being here with me today. I will see you very soon.